You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is the 8th day of May. On the phone line with us is Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. A whole bunch of farmers would like to get into the fields here. I think they probably will this afternoon, maybe tomorrow, depending on rainfall, I suppose. Out west, they have less of a chance. Tell me about it, please.
Well, it certainly looks as though you're right, that the shower activity that's going to occur today is going to be pretty much an erratic distribution. I don't think we're going to see a lot of areas get enough precipitation to perpetuate the problems out there, but we're still looking for better drying conditions so that we can get everybody into the fields, and that is going to be put off for still yet another 2 days. But conditions really look a lot better as we get focused in on the weekend and at least the first half of next week. I think we can string 3 to 5 days in a row of dry weather across the region. And the biggest concern is the rain that we get here tomorrow into Friday. During that period of time, unfortunately, there's going to be some moderate amounts of rain that occur from maybe a part of southeastern Iowa and northeastern Missouri over to Ohio. Unfortunately, it is in the same areas that have been hit with some of the greatest rains in recent weeks, and so it will be a setback. But it does look like we'll see a drier weather pattern setting up after this. Now, rain amounts here with this event tomorrow into Friday will likely run a couple tenths of an inch upwards to 3/4 of an inch, but there will be a number of locations from maybe the Missouri-Iowa border over to northern Ohio that will get upwards to maybe an inch to an inch and a half of moisture. So those areas will be, again, shut out for a while. But the rest of the region doesn't get enough rain to seriously set us back. But with the drier weather that's coming up here this weekend and next week, we should be able to get some people back into the fields fairly quickly, and an even better chance when we get into about Tuesday and Wednesday of next week when the temperatures are really quite warm again.
Yeah, I tweeted this morning that farmers would be running here, and I got two tweets back almost immediately because I used the hashtag Plant13. Both came from that Iowa-Northern Missouri border. They must be truly just really wet in that area.
You're absolutely right. That little corner or portion of the Midwest is in probably the worst shape at the moment, but they will be seeing better conditions evolving as we get involved in next week. There is a frontal system that will cut through the U.S. Midwest during the middle part of next week, which again will set us back just a little bit. But our temperatures for most of the week next week will be warmer, and we'll have better drying conditions in between the rain events.
Hey, one final note. I did see something from China that suggested they were suffering setbacks in terms of rainfalls and planting delays as well. What do you see there?
You know, China sometimes gets a little excited, and sometimes the way they write their press releases is a little misleading.
I wondered about that.
Just being a little bit polite here. No, I think most of China's in fairly good shape. The northeast provinces have had quite a bit of moisture here this spring, and they are a little behind. They were also cooler than normal. So like the Midwest, they're behind in some of their field work, but it's far from a crisis. And that's the wet side. And the areas that are dry, they're in the North China Plain, which is kind of the northern part of wheat country and also in corn-producing areas. And, yeah, they've kind of dried down, but it's not normal. I'm sorry, that's the wrong terminology. Let's say it's not unusual for them to be a little dry in early May. Their seasonal rains don't usually kick in until late May and June, and that leaves plenty of time for this drier bias to get fixed before there's a real crisis there.
Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. That wraps up this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. Have a great afternoon. Stay safe. I'm Todd Gleason.